One-on-One with Regional One Health is your inside look at how we're building healthier tomorrows for our patients and our community. Join us as we get to know some of the individuals who help provide life-saving, life-changing care for our community. I'm Amanda Wild. Today we're getting acquainted with Dr. David Shibata, Executive Director at Regional One Health Cancer Care and Chair of University of Tennessee Health Science Center Department of Surgery. Dr. Shibata, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with your background and why you decided to pursue a career in medicine, particularly your specialty in surgical oncology and colorectal cancers.
I think one of the things that is really interesting is I seem to know from a very young age that I did want to pursue medicine and want to be a surgeon. And it's hard to know exactly where that came from, but I always kind of liked the physical tasks, working with my hands, and I was a lifeguard as a teenager, loved the emergency care aspect of it. As a teenager and in college, I did volunteer work with cancer patients, and that completely confirmed that I want to make a difference in that area. As it turned out, as I went through medical school and looked at different specialties, really kind of combining all those interests, it really looked like cancer surgery was an excellent fit. And along with that specialty, there's this real ability to also conduct cancer research and teach students and residents, and all of that together as a package was extremely appealing.
So this is bringing many of your passions together.
Exactly, exactly.
What brought you to Memphis and Regional One Health?
I was at a position that I had been in Florida at a renowned cancer center in Tampa for over a decade and was doing quite well. And I received a call out of nowhere to say, hey, would you like to look at a position in Memphis? And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't sure at the time, but I came to visit and looked around. And it really dawned on me that there was incredible possibilities and potential for expanding medicine and surgery in this area. One of the things, whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, is that it is kind of sad that in our region, particularly the Mississippi Delta region, had some of the worst healthcare outcomes in the nation. And using the growth of a department of surgery and also of in the cancer area to help the community and the region was really something that was also extremely appealing to me. And the thought of doing that and making a difference and moving the needle was also something that I found quite exciting as a possibility.
And how do you do that in your role as executive director at Regional One Health Cancer Care?
So I think some of the things that we can do are really to leverage the fact that we have a strong relationship with the university. We have an ability to recruit some of the top and best people in oncology or even in surgery amongst other specialties and attract those people and work with them towards this same mission and vision. This really resonates with many people, and we've been really able to recruit incredible people to our community to share in this initiative.
So by recruiting those people, you are giving patients access to high-level medical care. On the other side, how do you approach patients and their families to provide the support and compassion they need?
I think receiving a cancer diagnosis is one of the most challenging and devastating things that can happen to an individual and their loved ones or their families. From a personal standpoint for myself, having had a number of my own family members go through the process of dealing with cancer, I try to approach each patient and their family the way that I wouldn't want my own to be treated. And I try to impart that upon all of our students and residents that this is the approach that we must take. And this not only holds from the time we meet, but also to every step of the journey, because cancer care is, in fact, a journey.
You're an educator as well, but what is most rewarding for you in providing care to patients?
It's really being able to provide care, compassion, and I guess competence in a really probably one of the most difficult times in a patient's life. One of the things that helped me choose the field of colorectal cancer was that it's one of those diseases that is, in fact, very treatable. And what's really rewarding is that we can cure a large number of patients with colorectal cancer. And that also allows me to develop really lifelong and long-term relationships with many of my patients. And that's really a wonderful thing.
No doubt about that. How about your life outside of work? What are some of the things you enjoy doing during your free time, if you have any?
Yeah. I would say, first and foremost, really spending time with the family is great. Given that the kids have now grown up and left the home, getting back together and traveling together is really a great thing. And so that's one of my great enjoyments. But from a day-to-day thing, I really find that physical activity is very important. I'm a very avid swimmer, biker, and runner.
Dr. Shibata, thank you so much for your time. Best to you in your work and life in Memphis.
Amanda, thank you for your time, and I really enjoyed speaking with you. Thanks so much.
Same here. Learn more about Regional One Health Cancer Care at regionalonehealth.org/cancercare. For appointments, call 901-515-HOPE. That's 901-515-4673. Thanks for making One-on-One with Regional One Health part of your journey to better health. Join us next time as we introduce you to another member of the Regional One Health family.